potato salad gets a smoke infusion. Without question, potatoes are my favorite vegetable to expose to smoke vapor. For one, it is so easy to do, whether you select a gas LP grill, charcoal grill, convection grill, or electric unit. Additionally, it takes such a short amount of time to cook them this way. I'll give you my preparation for the potatoes, and then my take on the traditional potato salad made with our awesome smoked potatoes. Preparing the grill. Honestly, you can use any of your favorite potatoes for this technique and recipe. I'll tell you that I'm firing up my Orion cooker, as the high heat of this unit will allow my potatoes to become tender in about 60 minutes, and I don't need to do more than turn the potatoes one time. Of course, I'm using a custom blend wood chip sold by Orion to ensure that the smoke infusion is perfectly balanced. When using the Orion cooker, a chimney starter of briquettes should be started and the fuel pan of the unit filled with unlit briquettes. Personally, I like to use long-handled tongs and place my hot coals from the chimney starter to the inner edge of the fuel pan. That ensures that I direct the heat very quickly to the metal cylinder of the unit. Tasting notes. If you're using a traditional charcoal grill, try to do the cooking on hot coals only with no flame. Start a chimney or two of hot coals and allow these to burn down until they are just hot coals. Then pour into the charcoal area. I often use a fine wire mesh in my charcoal area so I can retain even the smallest hot coal for my cooking. On a gas grill, use a two-zone cooking method with wood chunks placed on the hot side of the grill, potatoes on the unlit side, and the lit burner set to low to medium. Before placing the potatoes on the grill grate of any of these units, clean them, pat dry, and pierce with a fork on both sides so the water in the potatoes can steam out during the cooking process. No work. As I said, potatoes are the perfect vegetable to put on the grill or smoker, as their skin acts like a mini cooker and cooks them tender. You'll simply need to turn the potatoes just one time during the hour they grill. While they are cooking, you can prepare the dressing to be ready to put everything together. Tasting notes. Always grill and smoke the potatoes with their skins on to keep the smoke vapor from getting too strong. Remember, potatoes have a lot of water, which will be an attractant to smoke vapor. Creamy dressing. For our creamy dressing, you'll need the following ingredients: 1.5 cups mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of rice or cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 2 tablespoons of yellow mustard, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 2 celery ribs sliced, 1 cup of onion minced, 5 hard-boiled eggs coarsely chopped, and paprika. Start by combining the mayonnaise, mustard, vinegar, garlic powder, salt, pepper, and sugar. Be sure everything is mixed in well. Taste to be sure everything is in balance and adjust as needed. Usually adjustments are made to the vinegar or mustard levels. The texture will be very creamy. Once the potatoes are tender, you can remove them from the grill and allow to cool. Once cool enough to handle, cut them into bite-sized pieces. Now we add the chopped smoked potatoes to the dressing bowl and mix until all the potatoes are covered in dressing. Give it just a few minutes to absorb. Final salad touches. Now that the dressing has been added to the smoked potato pieces, it's time to add the remaining ingredients. First in, the celery and onion. Mix this well to ensure a single bite doesn't get all the onion. Next, the chopped egg is added. Gently mix this into the salad to keep the larger pieces from crumbling too far. Finally, the sprinkle of paprika over the top of the salad. I prefer a Spanish or Hungarian paprika. That's it. Now chill until ready to serve and enjoy this super flavorful take on the traditional potato salad. Tasting notes. You can use a smoked paprika if you want even more kick of smoke, but most of the time a traditional paprika is suitable. What vegetables have you done on the grill or smoker? Leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Bringing innovation to wood-fired cooking with recipes, techniques, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.